Thank you for contacting customer support. This is Lauren. May I please get the spelling of your zip code to locate your account and be of better assistance for you today?
67439.
You said 67439?
Yes, ma'am.
And what was that first and last name, please?
Connie Terry.
Thank you for that. Can I have you confirm your shipping address so I can discuss details of the account for you today?
410 North Kansas Avenue, Ellsworth, Kansas, 67439.
Thank you for that. I see here you did our Enter to Win for the KitchenAid mixer. That's sponsored by Bites Hub, our meal planning app. How may I be of assistance for you today?
Okay, and I got charged $59.89.
Yes, that's the subscription cost to use Bites Hub. It's a meal planning app that designs custom menus and has access to log journals. When you do the enter to win, it explains in the terms and conditions that have to be agreed to that you're also receiving the subscription access to the meal planning app. Although we do have a special right now where we'd be able to discount it to $20 a month for you.
For how long?
Until you wanted to cancel it.
Okay, I want to cancel it.
I can certainly take care of that for you. Just one moment here while I process
okay,
that.
Thank you. I guess I didn't read that close enough.
I do apologize if it wasn't more clear. Sorry, just one moment here.
That's okay. It's not your fault. It's probably mine.
Let's see here. Sorry, just one moment.
That's okay.
How's your day going so far?
Fine. I slept in this morning.
Oh, that sounds lovely.
It was.
Do you have a bird?
I have two of them.
Oof. I bet that's never a dull moment. I've had, like, basically every pet conceivable under the sun except for birds. I don't know why birds, like, I don't mind birds, but, like, I don't know that I could ever have a pet bird. Unless there's a raven. I might have a raven.
They're kind of messy.
It's not even the messy. Like, I have three dogs and three cats. I've had
you have
snakes,
one more
rats,
than I
guinea
do.
Pigs. I mean, I've had them all. It's just, I don't know. I was bit by a bird at a pet store once, like one of those family-owned pet stores where they they had a couple of, like, parakeets that weren't, like, up for sale, or they had one giant macaw.
Just,
he was, like, this store bird, and I walked past him, and he leaned over and bit my ear, and I was like, okay, sorry.
Maybe he was just trying to be nice and saying hi. You can look at it that way, even though he bit you.
Yeah, it was a very bloody hi.
Oh, okay,
got me pretty
then.
Good.
Oh, well, then it wasn't high, was it? I have two cockatiels.
Those are the little, like, yellow and white ones?
Yellow and black, or yellow and gray and white, yeah.
With the little gray bellies, yeah.
I had an all-yellow male, and then I have two gray and yellow females. And my male died. I was hoping I could start, you know, hatching babies, but it never worked that way. He was mean. He wasn't very friendly.
They're pretty to look at.
Now I just have the two girls. But it gets kind of frustrating when you're trying to listen, say, to a movie or something, and they're over there chirping and singing to the commercials and all of that kind of stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So if you put a blanket over them, they're pretty good then.
That's
as long as they don't see and hear stuff. So we cover them at night so we can sleep.
I would have
to.
I would have to. The noise would get me.
Uh-huh.
But I'm sure my cats would cause a lot of trouble with that.
Well, I have one that jumps up to the edge of their cage, although there's not room for him to be up there. He gets a hold of the bars in the cage, and if he can get his claws just right over one of the cross members, then he'll sit there and tease them. They tease him. And wants to get up there and get them, but he hasn't ever gotten them. They never come out of the cage. When we first got them, we clipped their wings and had them out because we didn't have any cats at that time.
Mm-hmm.
But now we have two. So,
yeah.
And we don't have small cats. We have 18-pound cats.
No, all of mine are petite, but they were like rescues where they were
Oh.
strays beforehand, so they didn't have like proper diet at the beginning of their life.
Well, mine came to me, both of mine came to me at about 3 or 4 weeks of age. So they
Yeah.
started out, you know, bad for 3 or 4 weeks, but then people
But
knew that I wanted a calico cat. And so I got a calico, and then I have a gray and white. I have a short hair and a long hair.
yep, it's amazing what proper diet and nutrition from the get-go will get you. Like my parents have a farm, and my dad's not a huge cat fan, but this little farm cat made friends with them, and she's a teeny tiny little thing, and they, were trying to make friends with her so they could get her spayed and she could heal in the house without being nervous. But she got pregnant before they got to that point where she was comfortable with them. So they kept her daughters and rehomed her sons. And the daughters are like double the size of her, but she was like a year and a half when they got her. But she teaches them two girls a thing or two about killing. She like they'll go hunting for rodents and stuff. And my dad was like, I was out working with the tractor one day and I see Maggie just wandering across the field dragging a rabbit that was larger than her. And he was like, she's something else. I wouldn't be surprised if I look up one day and she's just dragging a little deer. Like she's good.
Good for her.
But they're spoilt rotten.
Oh yeah, most pets are.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean they bust their hump to earn their keep, but my parents still spoil them rotten. They say they're working animals, but they're still spoiled. Like my dad has a herd dog that lives with his herd, and she's still spoiled rotten even though she lives outside. So anywho, I'm so sorry. Before
That's
I
okay.
chit chat your
We
ear
got
off,
the
can I give you
business.
your cancellation confirmation number?
Sure.
And just whenever you're ready for that. All
Okay, go ahead.
right, it's C as in Charlie, 9205
Okay.
25482.
25482. All righty, and then there won't be any more charges, right?
Correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Not a problem at all. Thank you for contacting customer support and the conversation. You have a good one.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye.